Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey.
From a lady who campaigned on, you know, making it easier to get services and using deploying technology and so forth. There's a few million people in Michigan who were very frustrated with the processes that have been laid out. And so we are going to recognize the fines and fees retrospectively that are unnecessarily applied because the services just simply weren't provided. And then we're strongly encouraging the Secretary of State to, you know, open up more branches and provide more walk-in hours. This should be an easy lift and an easy solution, but I don't know why there continues to be resistance to, you know, open up the broad resources that are available through the Secretary of State office. It's a major frustration point for, like I said, I'm not exaggerating, millions of people.
Yeah, more branches, more hours, that's more money, right?
More branches, not more branches than we already have, just get the branches that we have open. Those have been budgeted and covered for many, many years. This is not a budget problem. This is a management and leadership problem.
Do you have to hire more people?
No, they don't have to hire more people than we had before. You just got to bring those that have been out back to work and man up the... I'll tell you an example. You can make an appointment for a specific purpose. And I've had two people tell me that they went in, when they went into for their scheduled appointment for the given purpose, and then said, "Oh, by the way, I got to update this registration or do this." They are told, "No, you can't do that. You got to make another appointment." Those are the kinds of things that just are not. You know, there's not even close to the universe of any kind of reasonable customer service, and so it's time that that get reconciled. And so we paid a little attention to that this week.
That would be infuriating.
Yes, it would.
If you finally make it to the front desk and they tell you to make another appointment.
Yep.
Budget, what's happening there?
Well, we've got a lot of money to deploy, the federal money that's we're either blessed or cursed with, depending on how you look at it. And to do it and to spend it prudently, it requires more effort, more work, and more negotiation than most people might recognize. And then plus we've got a north of $60 billion routine annual budget to facilitate. And so we're working really hard to try to meet the July 1st date. I don't know that we will make that exact date.
Mm-hmm.
It's a statutory requirement, but there's no penalties associated to it. So we're all rolling our sleeves up and trying to get to that point. In fact, we're going to have a call this morning with the executive team and the governor's office and seeing how that's progressing. But it's a work in progress, and we'll just keep plugging away at it. There are a number of buckets that are kind of coming to for clarity, Greg, in terms of where the federal money will be deployed. And, you know, the dams and water infrastructure, something is really important. And, of course, we all know what happened last year with dams in the Midland area.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives us an opportunity. This is a good example of a capital-constrained need. And so we're going to likely deploy a bucket of money toward that. Another bucket of money of grant money for local municipalities like Jackson, so to assist in accelerating the replacement of lead lines. It'll be, you know, a matching grant kind of a thing. So federal monies matching up with local monies to hopefully, you know, put a little spark in that process. And we also will be spending a lot of money, at least I hope we are, on mental health, the full spectrum, including, this is my high priority for me, but I got some work to do to convince everybody else that we need to increase our capacity. We simply don't have enough beds across the spectrum, but in particular, it's acute with youngsters and children, and so that will be a really high level of priority when we are continuing to develop where we're going to spend this money. And then lastly, education. We've got some special projects to, I think we can close the gaps on some differences among schools and do some really good things that are, again, capital-constrained ideas that don't necessarily end up representing additional operating expense, but removes barriers to improving the overall outcome. And then another area that I think we're going to find a landing spot on is expanding the funds available for the Great Start Readiness Program, which are four-year-olds that are eligible that we have not fully funded in the past. And we've come up with a plan to fund it, again, without tax increases and without without anybody else being harmed. So it's there's a lot of things going on right now in the budget world.
Well, the governor was out yesterday talking about, I guess this would be reasonably small chunk of that money, $250 million. You're an outdoor kind of guy to modernize state parks and trails. Do you like that idea?
I fully endorse us looking at modernizing, frankly, updating, because some of our state parks have been woefully under-maintained over the last few years, and shame on us. It's a magnificent special resource that we have in this state, and so absolutely, this is another good example of a capital-constrained idea where, but for Biden bucks, it's hard to muster that kind of capital to have that kind of impact. So I think we'll have that'll be a landing spot there where we can come to a pretty quick agreement.
So I guess everything's about open back up, Mike? Is that fair to say?
Well, not yet. There's still orders in place, and ostensibly July 1st, all those get lifted. So we'll wait to see what the announcement is, the formal announcement on July 1st. There's no reason why there are any orders in place right now. I've been pushing hard on Dr. Khaldun and the governor to just, why are we waiting to July 1st? There should be no orders in place right now. And we've well beyond any medical and scientific metric reached herd immunity in this state. And there still seems to be some reluctance to recognize that because there's so much focus on shots. The science, even this week, the Cleveland Clinic study demonstrated that anybody who has survived COVID has a very robust a natural immunity now, and they don't need to get any shots. But yet there still seems to be some reluctance to accept that reality, very science-based. And so that's the only reason I can think of that we're still holding on to those last few orders and holding on for these last few days. There should be a green light on everything right now.
But there still are people dying of COVID.
There's people dying of everything today. There's a couple of things that are pretty certain, and that is that we got to pay taxes, and someday you and I will, meet each other in a different place. So,
just get me through the weekend.
I think you'll probably make that, my friend.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome, buddy. Take care and have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. State Senator, Senate Majority Leader Mike Sharkey.